Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And on today's show, I quit gambling, so I went to see a movie. Creed 2 review. The new Rocky came out tonight. The new Creed came out, I guess you call it nowadays. One of the many of the Rocky series. So I decided that since I quit gambling, and I normally would just stay in the house and bet like a $20 three-team parlay and just watch it on TV, that I would just get out the house and do something I never do. So I went to see the movie. And later on in the show, I'm going to give you my review. I won't give any spoilers. I won't give many spoilers. But there was a lot that happened in that movie. 2 hours long. It took them 2 hours to tell me about the Creed Drago boxing match. 2 hours. I don't think it needed to be that long. But I'll get into that a little bit later. With the holiday season right around the corner, we got Thanksgiving this week. You got Christmas next month. I know a lot of you out there are worried about your weight with all the dinners, family dinners you're going to be going to. You know, this week you got your turkey, you got your mashed potatoes, your stuffing, you got everything. You're just going to eat. You're just going to pig out. But everybody says, oh, I'm going to get fat. I'm worried about my weight. Now, you see, I've been a degenerate gambler my whole life. Until recently, I quit. And there was a lot of negatives to being a degenerate gambler. But one of the positives was I actually developed a weight loss program through gambling. So if you're worried this holiday season about gaining a little bit too much weight, I think I got something that will work perfect for you.
But I got a big time gambling problem. I'm dead broke. And the thing is, I developed a weight loss program through gambling that has really helped me out. What I do is every time I get paid, I put all my money on one game, and if it loses, I just don't eat for 2 weeks. And it works like 80% of the time. And I don't even have to go to the gym. I pay $49 a month for a gym membership, and I don't even go. And I know what you're thinking, $49 a month for a gym membership, that's fucking outrageous. But the thing is, the gym membership's only 10. The overdraft fee's another 39.
You know, one of the things that Thanksgiving reminds me of is when I was living in Pittsburgh last year, and every day I would go to the store, the same guy would ask me for change. Now, I didn't want to give him any money because I didn't know if he was actually homeless or he was just a crackhead looking for drugs. But Thanksgiving rolled around, and when he asked me for money and I said no, he screamed at me, "Well, what about my motherfucking pumpkin pie?" And that's the moment I realized that this guy wasn't homeless. He was a crackhead. Because homeless people don't know what day it is. They don't keep track of holidays. They don't have calendars hanging on their cardboard boxes at home. That's just another joke I've been working on. I've actually been doing that joke for quite a while. Sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't. More times it doesn't. That's probably why I don't have any audio of it. But it cracks me up, and I hope it cracks you up too. Now, last night, there was a Monday Night Football game, the Chiefs versus the Rams. And it was the first Monday Night Football game in about 25 years, I would say, that I haven't either gambled on or watched. And I haven't heard anything about the game yet. But I look at the line before it, and the over-under was like 63. So without knowing anything about the game, I just know that if I was to bet it, I definitely would have took the under. I should probably see how that game turned out. Wonder if it was any good. But let's get to what you've all been waiting for. The Creed 2 movie review. Now, this isn't going to be all about the Creed 2 movie. This is going to be about my experience of actually leaving the house and dealing with other human beings. Because I'm a bit socially awkward and I don't handle other people well. I'm very strange around strangers, I guess you would say. But I decided to get out the house and a lot of things happen. See, when you're a comedian, you're supposed to draw from stories from actual events that happen in your life and just turn them into funny stories. So I learned tonight leaving the house that a lot of funny stories are going to happen. So I get down there. I go down the movie theater down the South Point Casino. And I quit gambling. It's not a joke. I recently quit gambling and I've been a degenerate gambler my whole life. The title of this podcast, I Quit Gambling and Started a Podcast, it's all true. But anyway, I get down to South Point Casino, and I get down like an hour and a half before the movie starts. And I just quit gambling. And the idea of going down there an hour and a half with nothing to do before the movie would normally end in complete disaster. I'd probably lose like 500 waiting for that movie to start. But I went in there today and I didn't gamble and it felt good. But I go up around 6:30, to kill time. I just watch sports in the sports book. But I go up to the movie around 6:30, and there's a huge line. Now I purchased my tickets online earlier in the day, but I waited about 25 minutes in this line, and I get to the thing for my ticket. And the guy's like, just for future reference, you don't got to wait in this long line. You already purchased your ticket. You could just go up front. So that was good to find out. I wish I found out about 25 minutes earlier, but it was an experience. I did not know. I was actually surprised when I got to the movies and the line was so long. I didn't know that movies were a thing. But I guess it being holiday, Thanksgiving week, and I guess The Grinch came out, one of those kids' movies. And one of the benefits to getting out, there's a lot of kids in line. And I'm not a kid guy, but I am a MILF guy. So that was, it was nice to see a few of those. But so before I go on the movie, stop for the traditional popcorn and soda. Right? It's not a movie without popcorn and soda. So I get to the line, place my order. The lady says, "Do you want butter?" And I look at her like, "Do I want butter?" Is the answer's always yes. The answer is never no to "Do you want butter?" So she loaded that popcorn up. And I was in a hurry because I just waited 25 minutes in line and the movie was about to start. So I get that, get a large Coke. I'm all set. Because you got to get enough food to last you through the movie. I was thinking about some candy. I turned it down. I recently had to get a tooth pulled. Didn't want to mess with that. So I just went with the popcorn. I probably got like 15 kernels in this, in this tooth that I just had surgery on. But it was worth it, man. Because there's nothing better than movie theater popcorn with a good Coca-Cola. But I get in the movie theater and it starts up and here we are. It's Creed 2. Creed 2 is getting going. And it's what you expect. It's what you expect. Bottom line. It starts off. Everybody knows he ends up getting challenged to fight Drago's kid. It's a big setup. Like I said, I don't want to ruin the movie for you. I don't want to spoil the movie for you. But there were a couple things along the way that definitely caught my eye. Now, if you don't want any spoiler alerts, maybe stop listening for the next minute. But there's something that happened in this movie that I'm going to tell you. There was a training montage. That's right. I know you probably weren't expecting that going into a Rocky movie. Might catch you a little off guard, but there was a big training montage. And does anything get you more fired up when they hit you with the din 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 din? Like, I mean, that, like, I just wanted to stand up in the middle of the movie theater and start shadow boxing. It gets you fired up. And honestly, that's what you're waiting for in the Rocky movie, is the training montage. The storylines and stuff, it's the same thing played over and over. And sure, it's the same training montage, but when it hits, it's just, it's impossible to not get fired up during a Rocky training montage. So there was that in the movie. Sorry if I ruined that for you. Now, also in the movie is Drago, obviously, who was featured in Rocky IV, which a lot of people say is their favorite Rocky. But I say it's overrated because it doesn't hold up. You see, Drago killed the guy, okay? Drago killed the guy with a punch. And if you could kill a guy with a punch, it means you're probably pretty good at boxing. So then he goes and he fights Rocky. And Rocky is, you know, he's in Russia. And you see the training montages. You see the training montages. Of course, it's a Rocky movie. But other than his training montages, apparently he spent the whole time in a tanning salon, because when you see him take off his shirt for the fight, he is ripped and tan. But meanwhile, in Drago's training, what Drago was doing was taking steroids. That's right. He was taking steroids. So he killed the guy with his, you know, punch, and then he got even, you know, stronger with more steroids while Rocky was cutting down a tree. Now, as you all know, Rocky ends up winning the fight. And now we're here at Creed 2. And Rocky, or, you know, Drago's still pissed. He's still bitter that Rocky won because it cost Drago everything. So they set up, obviously, okay, Creed's going to fight Drago. And yada yada happens. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to get into it. But another shocking thing about the movie is that, you know, might catch you off guard, is Rocky's having a little trouble communicating with his son, like the previous six Rockies, and Creed's and Balboa's and whatever. But he's having a little problem communicating with his son throughout the movie. You know, everybody says Rocky's a great guy, but if you watch the Rocky series, he's a terrible father. You know, he's always got some issue with his son. Speaking of that, it's very interesting to me at the end of Rocky IV, his son is about 6 years old. And in the beginning of Rocky V, which, by the way, is the best Rocky of all time. I know everybody hates it, but everybody only hates it because it's the cool thing to say. But at the end of Rocky IV, the kid's about 6 years old. And then Rocky gets off the plane from Russia in Rocky V. Came straight from Russia. The kid was 6 years old. He watched the fight. And the kid is miraculously like 15 years old. You know, that's the only part of Rocky V that didn't quite add up. But near the end, when he fights Tommy Morrison, and tell me a better Rocky line than, "Hey, Tommy, I didn't hear no bell." Or when the boxing promoter goes, "Touch me, I'll sue." And then Rocky beats the shit out of him, and he goes, "Sue me for what?" Tell me better Rocky lines than that. Rocky V is the best Rocky, and I'm sorry that none of you guys can appreciate it. Rocky IV is overrated. If I had to go Rocky rankings, I'd go 5 first, followed by 2, followed by 4, followed by 1, followed by 3. I'd say Rocky III is the worst, and it's properly rated. It's not overrated. It's the worst. But anyway, back to Creed 2. So two shocking things about the movie is that there's a training montage and that Rocky's having trouble with his son. Now the last thing, I'm not going to tell you who won the match. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But for you gamblers out there that know things about money lines, Max Kellerman is in the movie. from ESPN. He's a big boxing analyst. He's been an analyst forever. Knows a lot about boxing. He has a line in the movie before the fight. And he says that Creed is plus 2,500 to win the match. Now, I don't know who came up with this. Because if you're not aware, plus 2,500 means if you put up $100 and it wins, you win $2,500. You're getting 25 to 1 on your money. It's very rare in the gambling world for those lines to even exist. And it's very rare in the gambling world for somebody to be plus 2,500 who is, you know, the heavyweight champion. So there was a lot of value in that. And me, you know, I just quit gambling, and I heard Max Kellerman say that. They never should have put the line in the movie. I don't understand how it got through. It doesn't make any sense. He's never going to be plus 2,500 in the real world. But when I heard that, I mean, that's a lot of value. So it got me thinking, if I could, I'd definitely bet Creed here. Now, I don't know if he won. I don't know if he lost. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But that line shouldn't have been in the movie. And for you gamblers out there, you'll understand. You see, a plus 2,500 money line is the equivalent. Like, remember when the 16 seed beat the 1 seed in college basketball and there's a major upset? Never happened before. That's the equivalent to somebody being a plus 2,500 underdog. They overdid it with that line. It never should have been in the movie. Max Kellerman, terrible job by you. I love your work on ESPN. You're a fantastic analyst. You know a lot about boxing. But somebody, you should have told them, no, that's a terrible thing to say. Why am I going to say that? It kind of ruined the whole movie. But overall, the movie was what you expect going in. Another Rocky movie. I wish they would stop making these so I didn't have to continue to go watch them. It's kind of an obligation at this point. You never know when they're going to end. I'm sure eventually, you know, Rocky's kid and Rocky will work it out, maybe. I don't know. But it was a fun night to get out. The popcorn was delicious. The Coca-Cola was delicious. I didn't gamble, which is, you know, the best part. It's the best part about this whole thing. Speaking of that, we have a counter on the show for how many episodes I've gone without gambling. And right now it sits at 1 after our very first episode. But let's change that number right now. Let's up the number. How many episodes are we at without gambling? Is now 2 episodes. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at BennyLegWins. You can get a hold of me on Twitter. You could, you know, if you want to book me for a show or something, that'd be great. I'm just trying to get out there, get my voice out there. Hopefully make you guys laugh. Hope you're enjoying it. Gambling is a serious thing. A lot of people have serious problems. I've had those problems. I am now here to make fun of those problems. I hope you do not get offended. If you do, you probably should not be listening. Once again, this is the I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. And I'm Benny Legg. Thanks for listening.